I want to remind everybody that's going through the Legacy Reading Plan that right now we're starting with Romans in November, and we are going to deal during the month with all the New Testament epistles. So November is a very exciting month. You want to get into the book of Romans, one of the great pieces of literature in general, but from the perspective of a Christian, this is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. And you'll see in Romans chapter 1 where Paul talks about the light of creation and demonstrates that all people everywhere have the light of creation. And then in Romans chapter 2, he talks about the light of conscience, the fact that the knowledge of God is emblazoned upon the tablet of our heart. So on the one hand, in Romans chapter 1, we have an outer light. On the other hand, in Romans chapter 2, we have an inner light. And if we respond to both the light from without and the light from within, we are assured by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3 that we will receive the light of Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul can say later on in the book of Acts, he can say, from one man, God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the entire earth. And he determined the exact times and places where men should live. And he did that so that men might reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. And I'll tell you, I am oftentimes comforted by those words from the Apostle Paul, because this past weekend I was in Asia. I was in Korea and Taiwan and mainland China. And there I saw the teeming masses, oftentimes beguiled by ancestral worship or folk religions. And I stood last weekend in Shanghai, and I watched the faces pass by. And as I did, I wondered, do they know the Lord? And how can they come to know Christ? And again, comforted by the knowledge that they have the light of creation, and God has placed within them the light of conscience. And if they love light as opposed to darkness, God will give them the light of Christ. Now, God can do that supernaturally. He doesn't need human agency. But in God's economy, He has determined that we are to be the agents, in a normative fashion, of salvation. In other words, we have the privilege of having the Holy Spirit move through us in the process of communicating the grace and peace and love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. Now the question is, are we ready to seize the opportunity, or are we consumed by apathy? We stand in Western Christianity on the precipice of a great divide. Are we going to continue conforming ourselves to the culture, or are we going to conform ourselves to Christ, take up His cross, and daily follow Him? If we are, we can turn things around in Western civilization. We can go back to the basics that made Western civilization great, because it was built on the DNA of Western Christianity. If not, we may well watch a shift of power. And I'm not talking about power in terms of military power, although that's possible as well. We're seeing an economic resurgence in the Pacific Rim nations that's unprecedented. But we're also seeing a resurgence of spirituality, authentic New Testament Christianity growing at such a rate Now, quite frankly, the communist Chinese government doesn't know what to do with it. If you have 1,000 Christians, you can imprison and persecute them. If you have 10,000 Christians, you can do the same. Perhaps you can do the same if you have 100,000 Christians. But when it comes to numbers like 100 million, perhaps now you have a force so great that it can turn an empire upside down, very much like what happened in the first century. So we see a balance of powers that is shifting and changing in a very dynamic fashion before our eyes. And the question is, in the West, are we going to go back to the cross, or are we going to be consumed by the culture? And all of that leads me, before we go to our questions, to quickly say this. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip committed Christians to go back to authentic New Testament Christianity, to take up their cross, follow Christ, to become ambassadors for Christ, as opposed to what I often quip about, the fact that most of us have become secret agents, unwilling or unable to communicate the gospel. We've never blown our cover before the unregenerate world. And so secularism and hedonism and humanism is on the march, and Christianity is on the decline. We can change things if we will get back to basics. Again, the mission, the purpose of the Christian Research Institute, we want to equip literally hundreds of millions of people to think Christianly and therefore not be conformed to the culture, but rather transforming agents within the culture.